Juice WRLD's second posthumous album, Fighting Demons, has just been released. The fans have been waiting on this drop for quite some time, and he's an artist that truly left a special impact on the culture, and I think that his fans will appreciate this record. And I mean, there kind of is a stigma around posthumous albums in hip-hop, so going into this, did you have any expectations or any concerns at all?
To be honest with you, I mean, I was just waiting for the music because Lil Bibby and the whole camp has been teasing this project because there was initial names for this, but it finally ended up being Fighting Demons, was being teased for a long time, so I was just happy to get the music at this point. And with posthumous records, it's always a touchy subject because the artist is unfortunately not here to carry out the vision of the project, but he, you know, Juice WRLD has a very hefty vault of music that has not been released.
Thousands of songs.
He's a fantastic recording artist. You know, he has over thousands of songs that have never been released. So give it to the fans, you know, and this is exactly what they did. So going into this, guys, we're not going to be doing our traditional review reaction. I mean, it's not fitting for a posthumous album. We don't do that here, but we're going to be taking you guys through kind of a walk through the album, what you guys could expect, all the different types of sounds you guys could hear, and what are some of our favorite songs on the album. So Lou, let me start off like this, man. What's your general overall thought about this project? And, you know, why does this posthumous album maybe feel different than other ones that have come out in the past couple of years for you?
Yeah, I think that with Juice WRLD, I mean, he always knew how to connect with his fans because of how sentimental and how real he was about, you know, certain struggles that he's going through. And that's kind of what you could expect for the entirety of the album is him fighting through these demons, these personal battles that he has. If that's loneliness, if it's anxiety, if it's his drug addiction, which, of course, you know, that takes up a big part of the subject matter on the project. And in terms of the actual sound, Juice WRLD is always known for, you know, dibbling and dabbling into different genres, and that's what you can expect here, as some songs are more melodic ballads, others are more hype trap-oriented songs. And to be honest, looking at this one in comparison to Legends Never Die, I felt like there was more of a thematic basis with this song, because for the majority, as sad as it might be, and I think that it might take an emotional toll on some fans experiencing the album, it was pretty cohesive in the sense that he's talking about, you know, this drug addiction, and he's not glorifying the drug, which I thought was kind of refreshing, in that he's kind of taking us through how it's affected him negatively and how he feels like there's almost no escape for him.
Well, that's one thing that I did like about the tracklist as a whole, was that, you know, it was coherent and that there was this message within it, and it was that, you know, Juice WRLD was trying to get through all these types of different struggles that he had, you know, no matter the song. And it was also a thing of, like, he would usually play with sometimes his vocal changes, or sometimes the way that he would be delivering certain songs and would slur some words out, or, you know, maybe in the recording process he was in a certain state of mind, and you hear that throughout the whole track list. And I also like the moody sort of vibe there is to the whole track list. I mean, that's something that Juice WRLD's always been known for, especially, you know, like, you have some good guitar riffs throughout it, you know, you have some Metro Boone production, on example, a song like Burn. So let's get into the production now. How did you like it, and how did the soundscape of this album make your experience better while going through the complete track list?
Yeah, the production was pretty cool in certain moments. Definitely that Metro Boomin beat really stood out to me on Burn.
With Rex Cardo.
Yeah, you had, you know, this violin that came through. You had kind of this orchestral feeling that reminded me of something like Space Cadet off of Not All Heroes Wear Capes. So it was interesting to see Metro Boomin. Apart from that, I mean, one thing that's kind of consistent, I would say, within the production is those clipping 808s, which has kind of become a staple for SoundCloud era rappers to use in their songs. And Juice WRLD really makes the best, I would say, out of these heavy hitting drums. I think that was, you know, a big aspect of it. Apart from that, I mean, you have some tracks that feel more uplifting. You have other ones that kind of feel more gloomy because of, I would say, the more depressing piano riffs that play through. But overall, I thought the production was pretty solid. But one thing that I think could have used improvement on certain songs, like Feline, for example, was the mixing. The mixing was a bit off, especially on Feline. The way that Juice's vocals were mixed, it was really fucking, like, horrendously mixed.
There's something behind that, actually. And I think it was because they were recording that in 2018. This was a song that was being recorded in the Goodbye and Good Riddance sessions. It never got finished. And apparently they had an open slot for a verse and only ended up finishing it in the sessions for World on Drugs, the collaboration album. Was it a tape or an album?
It was a mixtape.
It was considered a mixtape, yeah. Between Juice WRLD and Future. So maybe it was because it was extended, but I agree with you. I mean, this is the thing, though, with posthumous albums, I don't necessarily even expect that anymore, because I understand that there's going to be things that are going to be hard to blend in. I understand that there's obviously going to be, you know, verses that are plucked in and plucked out into certain aspects. So that was something that I was expecting. So I didn't necessarily, that wasn't a letdown for me. How did you feel about the 18 songs? And also talk to me about, you know, the two singles that had came out prior to the actual album release.
Yeah, in terms of the 18 song, I thought that it was merited. I thought that, you know, in today's day and age, especially for posthumous albums, we've kind of come to expect these longer track lists, but it didn't feel too overwhelming because you also had some skits that were kind of refreshing. You had Eminem talking throughout one point, talking about his Vicodin addiction.
That was an interview from 2012, actually.
Yeah, it was. You also had Juice WRLD kind of doing the spoken word freestyle, which was really awesome. So that kind of made the track list less monotonous because they weren't actual full-length songs. So it was kind of a breeze to go through. And in terms of the singles, Wander to LA is kind of more pop-oriented. You have Justin Bieber on there, who's, you know, kind of singing about heartbreak. And I felt like his vocals felt a bit too synthetic, while Juice WRLD seemed more raw. So kind of a weird distinction between both their voices. Already Dead was a strong single, though. But let me ask you this. What did you think of the features? Because I was super surprised to see that there were only four featured artists on the whole project. And to me, that was something that I was happy about, because a lot of my favorite Juice WRLD songs, and especially my favorites on this project, are the ones without features. So what were your thoughts on
it? Well, I think it was a very good move. And I think going back to earlier posthumous projects, a big flaw or gripe that I have with them is that sometimes it just feels like everyone's trying to get on one track list, or everyone's trying to, you know, hop onto a certain album and just put their name there. But with this, it was nice because you only had Polo G, Trippie Redd, BTS, and Suga. You know, that was really the
only... Well, it's Suga from BTS.
Suga from BTS. My bad. And then there was one more. Hold on a second. And Justin Bieber, of course. So out of the four of them, I think, listen, they were nice additions to the track list. Obviously, Suga from BTS and Justin Bieber are going to add more of a pop aesthetic and sort of more of a pop feel to the record. And
did
then
you like the Korean singing?
It was fire. I mean, like, yeah. it was okay. I didn't necessarily was able to make out what, you know, what was going on, but I was like, okay, you know what? That's nice. You know, it was refreshing for a project.
I actually translated it.
Oh,
and
really?
What's actually cool about that song, it's called Girl of My Dreams, is that Juice WRLD starts off singing about how he's immersed into this relationship and he's kind of feeling like he's in love, while Suga from BTS, on the second verse of the song, he's actually going through how he's falling out of love with this girl and how he's going through heartbreak. So for the concept of the song, I thought it was well executed. In terms of Feline featuring Polo G and Trippie Redd, that Polo G first was totally unnecessary. Thought that
I think maybe that was the one that was plugged in, because I was reading something on Genius, actually. Here, I'll read it out for you guys. I have it over here. Yeah, on Feline, Juice WRLD joins forces with Polo G and Trippie Redd to criticize and scare their opposition. Feline was originally recorded in early 2018 during the sessions for Juice debut studio album Goodbye and Good Riddance, and then it was unfinished, and apparently they ended up plugging in a verse. They didn't specify which one, but I think that's why maybe you have a gripe with it, that it doesn't necessarily feel finished. So overall, I mean, yes, the features were definitely merited, well calculated. I think the fans are going to enjoy it, but I also think that the fans are going to enjoy the fact that most of the runtime on this album is going to be coming from Juice WRLD, and the content matter is extremely raw and deep through this. So let's go through it a bit more throughout it. So what were your standouts as far as content matter throughout the album, as far as songs go?
My favorite song, I would say, is probably You Wouldn't Understand. I love the duality
Fantastic.
Of singing and rapping. But in terms of actual subject matter, my favorite one probably has to be From My Window. And I absolutely love the imagery that Juice WRLD sets up with this track, just because he's taking you through his paranoia. And that's evident right with the name of the song, From My Window, as if he always has to look over his shoulder. And in that song, he's kind of rapping about how he doesn't really trust many people and how he's used the money he's gotten from his record label to actually buy ammo, as if he's Rambo. And he's kind of just talking about how he feels this need to be protected. And through his bleak tone, you could see that he is anxious during this time. So the way that he actually put that into lyrics, I thought was really well done. And one of my favorite songs from Juice WRLD probably ever.
That was a very good song.
Yeah.
It was one that I was happy they included on this track list. You Wouldn't Understand. It's one song that I wanted to talk about as far as content matter here. You Wouldn't Understand is basically Juice WRLD talking about how people misinterpreted his day-to-day life, and how they kind of look from the outside and they don't understand what he's really going through. And I could relate to that message in a certain way, because, you know, it feels always fucking weird when people look at you and they're like, oh, you know what, you shouldn't be able to do this, this, or you shouldn't be able to do that, because, you know, they're looking from an outside perspective and they don't necessarily understand what's going inside. So you would understand was really nice, something that I was able to relate to. Burn as well, because Burn is, you know, the first song on the track list, and it kind of gets you set up for what's to come with the rest of it. Juice WRLD is talking about his struggle with substance abuse, but he's also talking about the truths within it and what you could actually, you know, take out of certain things. So that's what I liked about it was honest and brutal to the point. So kind of fitting for the song Burn, yeah. You know, also Doom. Doom was a really good song too, because he's saying that legit, like, I'm finding my doom. I'm gonna find my endfall through these drugs, and that's super fucking heartbreaking, especially, you know, finding out what happened. So I mean, overall, just a super deep album with a lot of emotional cuts. So listen, overall, how did you like the project?
Well, listen, I think that in terms of being a Juice WRLD fan, it was tough to listen to at certain times because of that subject matter and how, I know, oftentimes he is talking about, you know, the idea that this drug consumption will lead to his downfall. And unfortunately, of course, it did. So it is heartbreaking in that sense. But I would like to say that there's a lot of powerful quotables that I think a lot of Juice WRLD fans will take out of this. For example, from the song Until the Plug Comes Back Around, he raps, "Everybody got their demons, everybody got their vices, everybody got their own opinion on what life is." So again, the whole idea, you know, that Juice WRLD has brought through his music, from every project, is that nobody's alone facing these struggles and these challenges. And I think that's why so many people connect to his message and the whole 999 movement. Apart from that, another quotable was actually on the outro, where Juice WRLD sings, "You will still hear my songs on the stereo, you still hear my name on the radio, so I'll live forever, forever." And it's just, it's crushing and it's mind-boggling to think that it's as if he knew he was going to pass. You know what I mean? That's what's kind of tough to listen to when he's kind of singing or rapping about those types of things. But overall, I thought that the project was really solid. I thought that for a posthumous album, it was put together with a lot of care, because at the end of the day, despite all the content matter that's engulfed in this drug consumption and how he actually copes with his mental struggles using these drugs, at the end of the day, he's kind of advocating against it, saying how it's led him to this downward spiral. So I think that for this new generation, where we've kind of suffered a lot of loss from the whole opioid crisis, this is a powerful message. And I think that this makes perfect sense, because we have to learn from a situation like this, from this unfortunate passing, and musically, it was a good tribute to that, I would say.
I do agree with you. I was very impressed with the cohesion of the project. I didn't expect that at all, to be honest with you. They put it well. They did put it well together. And I also think that one of the skits where Juice WRLD speaking, where he says that, you know, I don't necessarily, you know, have any shame in talking about this, and I don't necessarily, you know, want to stop myself from talking about this because I know it could potentially help someone, is the perfect narrative for this album. You know, and if, like, you guys ever need help with anything, so anything at all, whatever it is, if you guys feel like you're struggling with it, speak with it, you know, like, let people know how you're feeling, and, you know, get the help you need, because it will put you in a better place. So I think that's what Fighting Demons really stands for, is, you know, to find that peace and that solace within yourself to be able to continue striving and pushing forward. So overall, I like it. I think it's a great record. It's going to be one that I'll have in my rotation. I'll revisit this, and I think overall it was a good listen. I had fun doing it. Yeah, I definitely did.
I think it's a good album, and I think that the Juice WRLD fans will cherish it despite a lot of these songs having been already leaked. But listen, guys, let us know in the comments your favorite songs from this new Juice WRLD record. And before we actually end this off, one more question. Do you think Juice WRLD's camp should be releasing more records, or would you like this one to be the last?
Oh, that's a very good question. Low-key, they're 2 for 2. I mean, they haven't released a bad posthumous record yet, so yeah, I guess so. I mean, if because I know the fans are so hungry, right? Like, that's the thing too, is that if the fans are hungry, you might as well release the music. So
yes, but I think they have to be a bit more careful. I think some verses still sounded unfinished. I think the mixing wasn't the best it could have been. So as long as they keep treating it with care, which they did for the majority of the project, then I'm open to it. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't want, you know, a Tupac situation where we're getting 6-7 posthumous albums.
No, no, that's never fitting. You know? Absolutely not. Yeah, I think that at a certain point that you definitely have to close off the catalog and let the fans have the catalog and live with it. So overall, guys, you know, let us know how you like the project in the comment section. This was not a traditional review. As I said at the beginning, we don't do traditional reviews for posthumous releases, but we still hope you enjoyed the show tonight, guys. Thank you for watching this, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Thanks for watching the full video. And if you're new to NFR, be sure to hit that subscribe button as we'll be keeping you guys updated with the latest album releases in terms of update videos, album reviews, and our own original series on the weekly. And we also have our Patreon plan available in the description below where you can access weekly bonus content and also access to our Discord. So be sure to check out all of that and we'll catch you in the next one.